it's here and now. And as we wait for President Obama's news conference today, it's worth noting where he is not. At a big economic summit in Asia where he was supposed to discuss a trade partnership between 12 nations. Secretary of State John Kerry stood in for the president, who canceled his trip because of the shutdown. But many are worried that the U.S. is missing a real opportunity here. Joining us to discuss from Shanghai is NPR's Frank Langfitt. And Frank, what has the reaction been to President Obama having to cancel the trip?
Well, it's been everywhere from disappointment to, frankly, depression. I mean, practically. I talked to an analyst that I know in Singapore yesterday, and he was really, really down. I haven't really heard him talk that way before. And the reason, I think, is because he and other people here feel that President Obama not showing up is kind of hurting U.S. credibility in the region. You know, U.S. has talked about rebalancing out here, putting more resources and energy into East Asia, because this is where, you know, the global balance of power is shifting. We got the number two and number three economies here. And U.S. has a number of friends, you know, you think of Japan, Philippines, and even Vietnam, who want help with China. And they have these disputes with China, and they're looking for the U.S. to back them up. But there's been a lot of worry about U.S. staying power, particularly with the fiscal problems the U.S. has had. And, you know, Obama not showing up kind of reinforces that.
And do people understand the domestic politics at play? Because many analysts, foreign policy analysts, would say he didn't really have much of a choice here in the matter of whether to go or not.
Absolutely, they do. And people here are very sophisticated. They follow U.S. politics very closely. Even Vladimir Putin, who was out here for this big economic meeting, he said if he had troubles like this at home, he would have stayed as well. And I think if this had been a natural disaster, everyone would have said sure. But I think what unnerved some people here is this was a domestic political crisis in the U.S. And one analyst I was talking to yesterday was saying, you know, how can the president look after Asia when he can't even keep his own country on track? Hmm. And this also plays into a narrative that's been developing, I think, around the world, but particularly you hear from some Chinese officials that, you know, the U.S. has been through two big wars. It went through the financial crisis in 2008, and they try to portray it as being in a sense of kind of inevitable decline. And every time there's a little, you know, problems like this, that plays into that narrative.
Well, what has happened in the absence of President Obama on this trip to Asia? What has China been doing? Obviously, the other big power there and the second largest economy in the world.
Well, China has been pretty careful. There has been no gloating in the state-run press, but there have been a lot of comparisons drawn in East Asia over the last few days between the Chinese and American presidents this week, and they haven't been very flattering for Mr. Obama. You know, Xi Jinping, the new president of China, he was at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Indonesia, which was a big meeting, and Obama couldn't attend. She also went to Malaysia, signed a big trade pact, hoping to triple trade between the countries in the next few years. Well, President Obama was going to be the first U.S. president to visit Malaysia since LBJ, and that would have been a big deal there. Hmm. But again, he couldn't make it, so President Xi got all the attention.
Now, Frank, you have been covering China for years. How often do U.S. officials come through, and how damaging ultimately is this one trip that is being missed by President Obama to America's profile in Asia?
That's a really good point, Jeremy. American officials come through here a lot, especially with China and with allies. And I think in terms of this trip, it's more perception than anything else. It's important to remember, U.S. is still the biggest economy in the world and will be for some time, far and away the dominant military power. And most countries out here want to see the U.S. engaged as a counterbalance to China. And also, you know, it was the U.S. military and the U.S. Navy that kind of underwrote so much of the economic growth here. Countries here didn't have to spend money on their militaries, and they were able to really work on their economics. What people are saying now is they'd love to see the president somehow get back out here. He did send Secretary of State John Kerry, who has been saying, you know, the president's absence is no reflection on the U.S. commitment here. Later this week, Secretary Kerry is going to be heading to the Philippines, where there's quite a bit of skepticism and worry. And so people there are going to be watching very carefully what he says.
And Frank, I finally want to ask you about some words coming out of China about the debt ceiling here in the U.S. Obviously, a lot at stake all around the world if the debt ceiling is not raised. What are the Chinese saying?
They've told the United States and said, we want you to be very careful. You know, the rest of the world is affected by your decisions. We have a lot of investments in the United States. And of course, China, as we know, it is the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt in the world, more than $1.2 trillion at least in treasury bonds. And so what they've said, you know, fairly diplomatically to U.S. officials is, you know, we want you to look after our investments as well.
NPR Shanghai correspondent Frank Langfitt. Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.